Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
If you've been plagued with fireworks over the last few days, we want to hear from you as well. Dublin City Council is to establish a task force to deal with the scourge of fireworks that is terrorising neighbourhoods all across the cities and probably maybe in, I don't know, and in rural Ireland as well, over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And an emergency motion was tabled by Sinn Féin, which unanimously passed at a council meeting this weekend, or this week, should I say. The motion called for full powers to confiscate the illegal explosives by Gardaí, who will also form part of a joint task force with the city councillors and officials. Sinn Féin councillor Dáithí Dúlam was delighted to receive the full backing of the council. He said it sends out a clear message that the time is up for those involved in buying, selling and distributing fireworks. Communities across Dublin have been terrorised since August. This is totally unacceptable and immediate action must be taken. He said we need Dublin City Council, the Gardaí and Youth Services all working together to end this nightly fear of fireworks. And he's right, because it's got out of hand. And there is fines out there, by the way, serious fines, but the Gardaí don't seem to be implementing it. But well, they will if they catch somebody, obviously, who's selling an awful lot of them or something like that. But, you know, if they see a teenager with, like, you know, a bag of fireworks, it's going to just take them off them, and that's the end of it, really, generally speaking. They don't charge them with possession of fireworks, which comes under the Firearms Act. It's an offence under Section 80 of the Explosive Act, 1875. It's an old act. These are arrestable offences. That means the Gardaí can arrest you without a warrant if they suspect you are committing an offence. So what has your experience been to date? I mentioned last night one went off around the corner from me last night. I was sitting watching television. I thought the window was going to come in. Let me know what... And the dogs are terrified, by the way. Young little dogs, terrified of fireworks. We know that. Some people sedate their dogs for Halloween. But Halloween now, when it comes to fireworks, is lasting 2 months. What has it been like in your area? And do you believe the guards should be stricter when it comes to arresting people and confiscating fireworks on people? Let me know. 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Billy!
Yes!
Speaking of fireworks...
Yeah, how you again, Niall? All right?
Good. Billy, I mean, are you tormented in your area with fireworks?
Niall.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago... I was working a lot and I was coming home and I was going to bed for an hour or two, 9 o'clock or whatever, 10 o'clock when I finished, just for an hour or two. I'd normally get up early to follow.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating, I'm not a killjoy, no problem with the fireworks in general, right?
Yeah.
But it's unhuman. 2 or 3 hours, I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was non-stop and that was going on for 3 or 4 days. Then I went away, as you know, only back since Tuesday, Monday.
Yeah.
And I came back on Monday, and it's on again.
I know.
It's not
even close to Halloween yet.
No, and do you know what I'm annoyed about, Niall? See, I was on Facebook, and you get the other day just trying to attack me at the moment. I'm not really care about them, but at the moment, I just want to know one thing, and I'm not having a go at these people, because I have a great respect for them, and I know they're understaffed. They've been understaffed for so long. But where the... Where the hell are the guards at, right?
Yeah.
Niall, I read the other day.
Yeah.
14 million overtime up till August.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I want to know, I have a genuine question, if any guard is listening today, like you said, is any Donnie's listening or all the assholes are listening. Where are the Gardaí? I want to know where they are. I want to know where they are now. There was a firework thrown at an elderly man there the other day. There was a firework thrown at a baby. I'm sick of this crap. I'm sick of it. And Niall...
And where is aware that... I mean, they have to be... These people are sourcing these fireworks from somewhere. So the Gardaí, we believe, should be on the ball at the source of
Niall,
where they're coming to stop the
Niall,
source.
Yeah. Niall. Yeah. It's not rocket science, right? If the fireworks going off in an area, right?
Yeah.
You scramble the helicopter. You know the helicopter?
Yeah.
It goes up in the air, no problem. And it can see where the fireworks are going off, yeah?
Yeah.
Then they ring the fellas on the ground.
Yeah.
Like they would do in England or America.
Not rocket science.
And then they round up the people that are doing it.
Yeah.
Arrest them or whatever.
Yeah.
And simple. Why?
But here's the problem, Billy, right?
So, not a problem.
No. Let's work this one out. So the helicopter sees them, and let's say, you know, they're in Talla, right?
Right.
And the helicopter radios, How you doing? Yeah, just spotted fireworks going off in the Jobstown area in Tala.
Yeah.
Right, so off they go, the Gardaí, off to Jobstown in Tala, right? And they see, you know, four or five young fellas, 12, 13 years of age, setting off fireworks. What do they, apart from take them off them, what can they do? What do you think they should do?
This is what always going on about the, you're underage, right?
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
No, but behind that, the government can bring in laws to give themselves 16,000 rights. They can bring themselves in to do this, and they can do this overnight. And they can bring in new laws to take these juveniles to a place for a week or two, and the parents have to sign them out on strict conditions and stuff. I'm sick of listening to this bullshit, Niall. People are lucky enough at the moment that are working at the moment, like yourself and yourself, yeah?
Yeah.
The least we deserve is a proper night's sleep, do we not?
Yeah, well, that's what I said to you. I'm watching the telly last night, 9 o'clock again at night, watching the television, and I thought the window was going to come in.
And so did I, a few times. And Niall...
Because the windows rattle when they go off, it's the noise.
As I said, the people that are like myself and yourself and other people, there are very few people, a lot of people lost their jobs, and I feel really sorry for them. And the people that are working... Do we not deserve a good night's sleep?
Now, here's the other argument. Are we old and grumpy, Billy?
No, we're not.
Did you buy bangers when you were a child?
No, I just said at the start of the thing, Niall. Halloween night, we just say today is Halloween, right?
Yeah.
But this is no exaggeration. I'm talking about 2 weeks ago. It was constant for 3 hours. I've never heard as much noise in Halloween night.
It has definitely got worse this year.
Niall, I'm not getting old. Of course I'm getting old, but...
Yeah,
I wouldn't say I'm getting grumpy, but this is outrageous. It was, as you said, Niall, it was like, and I wasn't there, unfortunately, thankfully I wasn't there, but it was like the blast in Beirut.
Right, okay. I mean, the noise of it, yeah, obviously, I get what you're saying. Sadly, there was a lot
that's
of people killed in that.
Well.
Yeah,
that's
but yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, these fireworks nowadays, you know, obviously when we were kids, we had bangers and stuff like that.
Said,
black cats, they used to call them. But nowadays, these fireworks are like bombs going off.
Yeah, but Niall, I'm not having to go with the guards. But are they too busy going into supermarkets, or shopping centres, making sure you're wearing masks, pubs, closing them down, your house, making sure you're not having parties? Where are they? I want them on the streets. There's people being assaulted, being killed, left, right and centre. I'm fed up at the moment. I want, at least I could do is have a good night's sleep. I'm really, really tired of COVID. I'm tired of everything, and I'm tired because I can't sleep.
Okay, let me just go to Ron. Ron, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Ron?
How you doing, Niall? Is Mary Lou ever happy, Niall?
That's just the truth, isn't it? Sure, and none of us are happy. Well, Billy's not happy today about fireworks,
no,
Ron.
No, he's not. No, and look, Niall, he has a point. It's only, what, the 16th of September?
Yeah.
Me and the wife were in the kitchen yesterday afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, fireworks were going off.
Yeah.
During the day, I don't understand. Whatever about the night, I mean, at least you can see them in the sky, but during the day...
Yeah, that was never a thing, by the way, when I was a kid, fireworks during the day. Mind you, we only had starlights and bangers.
Bangers, that's the ones you using sparklers that the kids use now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's never the rockets or the cat and wheel things that they blow up now. And
yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's loaded now. With all these boxes coming down across the border, like, illegally, that's where they get them from. And,
yeah, are we grumpy? You know? Are we grumpy old men?
No, I don't think so. I think we're well within our rights. We're still in September. I mean, I'm on about Christmas starting the 4th of November as well.
Yeah.
No, everything is too soon now. You don't get a chance to enjoy something because it's dragged on so long now.
Well, see, but the problem for Billy, and I understand what he's saying, he's a shift worker, he wants to have a bit of a kip, you know, and he can't.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel for him, you know. I mean, yeah. We've a one-year-old in the house.
That'll be difficult.
Now,
yeah.
I'd be hunting them down. They were waking her up because I'd be awake anyway.
Yeah, and for pets as well. For dogs, it's a nightmare.
Oh, it is. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Nightmare.
The last dog I had. We had to bring her when the Halloween came. You know, for the two or three nights, we'd bring her down to the vet, and she'd give her an injection to give her like to almost sedate her.
That is a sort of thing.
Yeah, because the dog would be a nervous wreck.
Yeah, but look, I mean, I'm sorry to hear you had to do that, but I don't mind fireworks the day before, the day of, maybe the day after, because it's part and parcel, I believe, of Halloween, but we're 6 weeks away from it. Why the hell are fireworks going off now?
Okay. Well, stay there, Billy. Thanks, Ron, for that. Let me go to Mark as well. Mark, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Mark?
How's it going? Just wanted to say, look, I've no problems with the fireworks going up. You know, I mean, a few days before the Halloween.
We're not a few days. We're now a couple of a month and a half. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that as well. But like, they're going to have fun, their kids as well. But they're starting to point them at people, and that's my problem now. My daughter.
Yeah, that's what I'm just had to say.
Yeah.
And they were pointing. They were on bikes and behind my living brain. So they're behind the shoreline field, and they were pointing them at the people walking up the path.
Yeah, holding the rocket and pointing it at them. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. That's dangerous for who they're pointing at, but dangerous for themselves as well.
They had a glass bottle to let the rockets off with. They just are seeing them with the glass bottle. Now, I went down after them, but there's about 10 of them now, and they all just went off on their bikes, you know?
But, okay, so what do you suggest we do? Billy, you know, obviously, as far as Billy's concerned, there should be absolutely no leniency here at all. What do you think we should do?
They're going to have to try and organise the fireworks being sold. I mean, like, where are they coming from?
Well, most of them are coming from Newry, aren't they?
Well, then, like, that's what we have to do. We have to get things up there. They stop making them so quick, so early, like, you know?
Well, but the laws are different in Northern Ireland when it comes to fireworks. They can sell them legally up there. They can't, as far as I know.
Niall,
yeah. Yeah, Billy.
Niall, I just got one question. And it's not a call to guards. I just one question. Can you please answer for me? Where the hell are the guards?
He's right. There is no guard there.
Where are they? Donnymead, Tala, Palmerstown, Dalkey, Dunleary. It doesn't matter where it is. They're nowhere to be seen. Where are they? And it was 14 million overtime bill up till August. So where the hell are they?
It's going to take someone to get killed before they do anything about it.
Oh, okay, Billy. I know Billy are getting really angry.
Hang on, the guards, 14 million. Do you hear what I said? 14 million overtime.
Overtime, yeah, yeah. I heard you said.
So where the hell are they?
Yeah, okay. No, I'm absolutely with you. I mean, if it's a problem, that's their job to deal with it. Okay,
it's a big problem, Niall. It's a big problem. People, as is lucky enough to work at the moment, the least they could deserve by this poxy government that are making this shit up as they go along, the least we could deserve is a good night's sleep.
Okay, I can see the lack of sleep is certainly affecting your.
I'm not laughing at you, Billy,
and I'll be honest with you, I'm not, because I understand your frustration.
Just a lack of organisation.
I'm laughing with
Why
you.
Do we make everything so awkward?
Okay, well, sorry, Dave, you're on Classic Hits. Dave, Billy's clearly very angry. Dave, are you there?
Oh, for some reason, I'm not going to line for. Hang on, I just try it on this one here.
Dave, are you there? Okay, can't unfortunately get Dave there. Sorry about that. I apologise. Dave wanted to say that the fireworks were basically coming from the north. And I think everybody probably agrees with them. They are coming from the north.
Don't care where they're coming from.
Yeah, well, but that's where they are. They're coming down from the north.
We have to change that. We have to stop it. Otherwise, it's going to keep on happening. As I said, someone's going to get killed.
Yeah. Listen, lads, thank you very much indeed. I think we're going to have to continue this conversation. It's a longer conversation than I've given the time for today. Somebody says, nah, they're buying them in Newry. And those lads have too much money. Or are they not cheap? They had ones last night, started on the playground, but the rockets scooted on the grass and come very near houses, says Maura. Maura, you're right. I've seen them point them at windows of houses, actually, when they hit your house and the bang. And they are, they're in the middle of the greens and they're making them run along the grass. I've seen them. And that's where they're coming down from Newry. Obviously, I don't think everybody's going to Newry to get them, but there are obviously some people with a lot of money and too much time in their hands are going to Newry, buying them, coming down to the housing estates and then selling them at a profit and making money out of it, obviously. Because the laws, of course, are different in Northern Ireland and the UK when it comes to the sale of fireworks. I don't know exactly what the laws are in the UK on fireworks, but that's the problem, isn't it? We don't have a border, see? Thankfully. Suppose you could argue in one sense. But yeah, Billy is right. Where the hell are the guards? Huh? That's what he said. That's what Billy said. Where the hell are the guards?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.